87. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 71 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the locker room with former Crimson Tide basketball coach Wimp Sanderson and his son, former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. It's time to take you inside the locker room on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
And good morning. Welcome into the Friday edition. It's Friday, Chase. Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room, 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to get in on the show with us this morning. The X account's at Locker Room 109 at Barry Sanderson at Wimp Sanderson 1. Email, shoot us an email, wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. You got coaches' shows starting next week at all our radio shows. You actually have Alabama football. So if you want to listen to all of that, then you need that app on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to thank Yellowwood? We want to thank Yellowwood. Pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. They make the 7 o'clock hour possible. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. If you want to get in, the best time to get in is the first 30 minutes. We're kind of jam-packed today. A lot going on. We got to pick a blue plate special. I guess we're going to call it week zero, Chase. So that'll be brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. We'll talk a little bit more about Brian Harden Construction later on in the show when we pick the, or he picks the blue plate. And we also have another vinegar tip, I guess, today. So I've been people talking to me in the community about these vinegar tips. And so if you want to get those toilets clean, Chase, then apples or just white vinegar for the toilets. Good morning, Chase. How are you? Good to see you. Good morning, Dad. How are you guys this morning?
Fine. We're jam-packed, as Barry said. I'm going to have you guys call in when I give this little information here and tell Barry your answer to the question. Of course, we're talking about the 9-game schedule that they're going to play in 26. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but I am going to get you to call in and tell him what you think. You're going to have three teams. I need to talk about Henley. I need to talk about other things. But you're going to have three teams that are going to be the sort of the rivals for in this schedule starting in 26. I'm going to guess for Alabama that it's Auburn and Tennessee. I want you to, and I don't know that. They didn't tell me. I want you to call Barry and tell him what you think, who you think the third team is that they're going to play on a regular basis. For Auburn, I think it's going to be Alabama and Georgia. I do not know who the third team is going to be. You call Barry and tell Barry who you think the third team might be. I think that's going to be a kind of an interesting question there. They're going to be asked to play one non-conference schedule game against a very tough team, or a good team, an ACC or a Big 12 or a Big 10 team. They have to play one of those games. It'll change Alabama's schedule some. I won't be here to see it. It's going to be down the line, and I'm not going to try
not
to.
Not down the line. It's next year.
Well, I know that, but that's been the changing of some of the things will be down the line a little bit, you know, from year to year. It starts 26, but anyway. That's what happens. And so I think you can call him and tell him what you think the third team is for Alabama and Auburn. Be interesting to see exactly what happens. They will not have divisions. I think those are the key things in what they said. I'm not going to get here and try to explain everything they said. But there'll be no divisions, and you have to play one quality non-conference game, one quality one. And then the three teams that you're going to have on a regular basis that is best could be your rival. Outside of that, Russell Henley from Georgia in the tour championship game over down in Atlanta shot the 9-under. And Scotty is right behind him, which means that's trouble at 7-under. Justin Thomas had a really good day. He was 6-under, played really well. And he's certainly in the mix for that today. So it should be an opportunity for you to watch those games. So watch the tournament, and then also tomorrow, of course, we've got football starting, and the four games that we're going to have, the basic games that we're going to have starting overseas and going all the way through. So I think those are things that are important, and I think I have a feeling who Alabama's third game is going to be, a third team is going to be. I'm not sure if I have the right pick for Auburn's third team. So that's it, B.
Greg Byrne will have to do some tweaking next year, 2026. Yeah. They already got West Virginia, Florida State, and South Florida on the schedule. So if they stick with that, then that would be South Florida. What league are they in? I don't know, but that would be at least 11 Power Four games there. 2027, they already got West Virginia and Ohio State on the schedule. 2028, Ohio State, UT Martin, Oklahoma State. 2029, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, and then the nine SEC games. You can go on down the list there. If I am a fan, then I would probably say the three you said, Auburn, LSU, Tennessee. If I'm a coach, give me Auburn, Tennessee, and Mississippi State. Mississippi State's right here. We're 60 miles away. I want Mississippi State instead of LSU. Dad, would you want a different? If you're the coach, you want Mississippi State. If you're a fan, you want LSU.
Since you've already kind of, I have not seen this. Honest truth, I thought it'd be something to really stir up people about. Maybe I didn't, but I think you're right. I think for Alabama, it's Mississippi State. I think for Auburn, if I had just guess, you have to look at Florida's. I'd say maybe Florida. It could be LSU. I don't know Florida's. I don't know who Florida has. Florida's going to be. They don't have an in-state rival. If you pick out the rival for Florida, they at one time they were all of them, but basically Tennessee was a big rival at one time. Barry,
if I'm Auburn, I don't want Georgia and Alabama. Like, you give me Georgia and Alabama, that's the two best teams in the conference. Then give me Vanderbilt. I don't want Georgia.
They might do that for you, but if they're going to give you right now, you know, they're not there. As I said, when I said you corrected me down the line, when I meant down the line, these things, there's going to be some changes in games that were supposed to be SEC games. Wait, I read this thing on down the line, but we'll see what happens. But if Auburn were to get to Alabama, Georgia, and Florida over the years, that's pretty brutal.
All right, to get to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Tom?
Morning, Barry. Morning, Coach.
How are you, Tom?
I'm very well, thank you. The nine games. Oh, I want to say this. I'm not going to dwell on this one, though. Coach, I think you ought to skip this week zero. I mean, you think Brian would get mad if you skip week zero?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead then. I'm glad he's advertising on it, so I don't want to make him mad. Anyway, the nine games, what is the financial impact of the number one conference with the number one draw in sports, college football draw, highest rating for any conference in the country? What would be the financial impact of adding that other game of in conference?
I mean,
as far as TV is concerned.
Well, I mean, this is my take. You know, before they committed to the ninth conference game, I guarantee they picked up the phone and called ESPN and said, "Look, we're fixing to do this. What can we expect to get out of you for adding this conference game?" And I guarantee ESPN after last year and the SEC getting Disney off of ESPN's rear end, they were wanting to throw them in the garbage dump before that. But last year they had such success that now Disney's slobbering at the mouth for the SEC. ESPN is wanting to do it, and they go, "Hey, we're gonna play an extra game in conference. What are you gonna do for us?" I think there is financial impact.
But do they have to even do anything?
they don't have to, but I tell you what, there's some. I guarantee you, Commissioner Sankey has some leverage.
Probably. But how long is that contract? The current contract? I don't know either.
It starts paying out $1 billion per team next year.
Yeah, I don't like nine. I like an even number. But so if you played nine, I guess the years that you only have four home games, you add the power four game at home. That gives you five power five games at home.
We didn't play Mississippi State. We didn't play Ole Miss. To me, that's dumb. We need to keep a footprint for recruiting purposes in the state of Mississippi. You know, it may not be.
That would be my. That's be who. If I was Coach DeBoer, that'd be who I'd want. Mississippi State
or Ole Miss, either one. Just get me in Mississippi to play, and so I can improve my recruiting.
Well, I mean, state you can hit a golf ball to start from Mississippi.
Exactly. So. I mean, it's no reason not to play them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be state.
So, anyway, we'll see, Tom.
Auburn's going to be the one.
Thank you. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Well, I think Auburn, I would want Vanderbilt.
You have to study, son, what if it's Florida, look and see who the other two would be for Florida. Since Florida State's not in the league.
Well, you're going to keep Florida, Georgia, and then after that, I don't know. Probably South Carolina. All right, get to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Barry. Hey, Coach. How y'all doing?
Good.
Okay.
Good, good. Hey, Coach, to answer your question, I agree with Barry. As a fan, I want LSU. As a coach, like, I agree with you, Barry, I want Mississippi State.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, I was born in Baton Rouge. Raising Zachary to 16 miles north of Baton Rouge. I can't stand LSU. I'm a lifelong Alabama fan. The Alabama-LSU rivalry to me is personal, especially in football.
Yeah. Well, those six rotated opponents, do those six change every year, or do you go through a two-year cycle? That's what I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's all in here, Barry, and I didn't really try to read it all, but
Well, you have three main opponents, and the other six, you rotate them that way. Over a four-year period, you would have played everybody.
I agree with Tom. I think you want Mississippi State or Ole Miss because you want that footprint in the state of Mississippi for recruiting, you know.
Yeah,
they got good players in that state, and it's hard to get them out of there.
They can have state as your rotating sixth opponent the first 2 years, and then flip it to Ole Miss, and you still would get the same thing. So
they do everything they possibly can to keep as much rivalry as they can. Rivals are the key, and although Mississippi State is down, it's still a good rival. And
yes, sir.
As we go through the years, as you guys do, I'll be 88 out the gate. You go through the years, the state may get good and somebody else get bad. So
that's right.
It's
well, you remember how good state was with Alabama man Jackie Sherrill in charge back in the 90s.
You know,
Coach Sherrill had state rolling.
Yeah. We'll see. That's who I would want as a coach. Fans going to say LSU, though, Mike.
I agree 100% with both of you. 100%.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Thank y'all. Roll Tide.
All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Phillip?
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of credence given to Mississippi State and Alabama because I think it really hurts Mississippi State to not have that Alabama game on their schedule every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it hurts them.
It's going to be for them. It's going to be Ole Miss and Alabama for sure.
You mean Mississippi State and Alabama?
Yeah, I mean Mississippi State and Alabama. Pardon me. Mississippi State for sure will have Ole Miss and Alabama. Yes.
Really? I don't know about for sure because you're going to throw away Alabama LSU.
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done the schedule already, and I'm not quite finished with it. I will finish with it and call you back later, but. There's only a couple of schools I've already got the three team pencil in for. So I've got Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and Mississippi State. Arkansas, I've got LSU, Missouri, and Texas. Texas is Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and the rest of them, I've pretty much got the other two games pretty easy, but it's just filling in the blanks. Once you get four or five teams figured out, it's just easy to do. I just got to figure out two more teams.
So do they have – so you play three common opponents and you have six. Do you play the same six in a two-year cycle, just home one year and then away, and then you flip the six after 2 years?
Yeah, I think the only thing different with this is just figuring out who the three prominent games are going to be against. So otherwise, it's going to be just like it is now.
Yeah.
But have you looked at our 2027 schedule?
Yeah.
Jesus.
West Virginia and Ohio State, but they'll move one of those.
I don't know. I don't know what this regime will do at Alabama. I would think, you know, Byrne made noises last year that he was going to start looking at, you know, getting the Eastern Illinois and the Mercers back on. But now they're saying strength of schedule is going to be very important. But if you're playing nine of these games, that's a pretty damn strong schedule.
Well, Georgia, you know, they've already got Georgia Tech, you know, every year. South Carolina's got obviously got Clemson. Florida's already got Florida State. So they already got their power four opponent already built in, those three.
I kind of feel like Georgia is going to be Tennessee, Florida, and Auburn.
Tennessee, maybe. Who's Tennessee's three?
Georgia, Alabama, and Vandy.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. That's tough, though. Georgia. Who's Georgia's three?
I think it'll end up being Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
I think South Carolina will be one of Georgia's three.
I'm sorry. Did you say Georgia? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Tennessee. Well, we know it's going to be Florida. And look for that to go to campus to campus. And then we know it's going to be Auburn. You can't just stop playing the South's longest rival. You just can't stop doing that. So I think it's going to be Tennessee.
I think it'd be South Carolina.
It very well could be, because South Carolina's
got. But if you're Georgia and you've got to play, or you're Auburn, I'm sorry, and you got Alabama and Georgia every year on your schedule, and then those other ones they're going to add.
I think Auburn's going to be probably Vandy or Ole Miss.
Yeah, could be. Sounds good.
I'll work on it.
We'll work on it. Let us know, Phil.
All right, man.
All right.
See ya.
We're jumping
around today, but I want to say this for our listeners to stay on. Jack Crow is going to be on at the bottom of the hour, and he was there in the Saban thing when he honored the coaches and told me what a great job he did. And that's the first question I'm going to ask him. It takes away a little bit from the schedule stuff, but we're going to go different directions. But I think people that listen to our show will enjoy hearing what Jack has to say.
All right, two-minute truck. We enjoy them as well. They're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today for the free estimate, 205-247-5050. It's 2 Men in a Truck. Movers Who Care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Friday morning. Due to a 211 to 211 tie and the previous vote, Tuscaloosa County Probate Judge Rob Robertson has issued a letter that sets Tuesday, November the 18th for a second vote on the Lakeview Fire District's proposed dues increase for non-commercial parcels. The other four ballot questions passed, but the stalemate on question number one has left critical funding undecided. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather throughout the day. It's free. Don Hartley, Townsquare Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It is TGIF, and it has been a light one thus far. If you're moving around the area, of course, there's always road construction. Room for improvement, right? And so we do have that road work on 2059 as you travel on the westbound lanes in between McFarland and Greensboro. So this...
Even more for $7, or try something totally new for $9. Get yours at participating stores. Price and participation may vary. Limited time. Drinks exclude freezes. Tax extra.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Remember M for money and Mesrano.
If it has a logo on it, call me. 205-800-8000.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partially sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 88. The low tonight, 71. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. The high, 87. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 71 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The flagship station for Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Alabama touchdown.
Only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Pressure treated pine from Great Southernwood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, go to the app message QD. Who's always a good send us stuff. Barry and Coach, feels like Alabama is getting behind on this NIL creativity compared to what Tennessee and Auburn have done with Adidas and Jimmy Rain. What he means there, Adidas has some built-in NIL money for Tennessee athletes, and Jimmy Rain has some built-in money with the advertising for Yellowwood, which will be on the field during games. I guess they'll just, I don't know if they'll just permanently be on there when you watch TV. I guess if you're in the stadium, though, you'd have to see.
Well, I thought about having Jimmy on, but I was going to check with you before I did it.
Oh, it's fine. Me, I have Jimmy on. Why would you go and check with me?
Well, I mean, I was just talking.
No, we can have him on. I mean, he may not want to talk about it, but.
We'd have to fix our questions.
Yeah, throw him some softballs. I don't know, must be expecting rain in Atlanta today. They've already on the course in Atlanta. Keegan Bradley's already on the course. Sepp Straka's already on the course. And the last guys are teeing off this morning at, and I'm assuming this is Central Time, Scheffler and Russell Henley go off at 9:44. Justin Thomas at 9:22. So,
Straka lives in Birmingham. I've seen him a couple of times, and he really had a tough day yesterday. He's plus four. Really the only guy with a plus number, but he's a really good. I guess there's a. I don't know if there's a cut line in this thing.
No, there's no cut. 30. They played the last place person in this tournament, Chase. They made it all the way to the final 30. It makes over 300,000, even if you finish 30th.
I knew Barrett know that.
Well, I just heard of it. Even if you finish 30th, you get over 330,000 bucks. So the winner obviously gets, I think, I don't even know what it is, 10 million, something like that, something stupid. All right, we'll take the break here now. We'll get to Coach Jack Crow when we get back. That's Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It is TGIF, and it has been a light one thus far. If you're moving around the area, of course, there's always road construction. Room for improvement, right? And so we do have that road work on 2059 as you travel on the westbound lanes in between McFarland and Greensboro. So Greensboro Avenue. But this is not going to tie you up at all. As a matter of fact, you're moving right along with your Tuscaloosa traffic now. Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
inside the locker room pressure treated pine from Great Southern Wood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you don't want it. We'll get right to the Yellowwood hotline to get Coach Jack Crow on. Coach, I want to ask you how you would handle. I was watching a high school game last night, and there was ACA and TA, and every time ACA would score, they would throw a pass to score to take the lead. There'd be a yellow flag laid on the ground, and they would call holding. holding. A touchdown. Oh, holding. No, illegal. They made another big for illegal procedure. These football
don't take
referees.
Me there. Please don't take me there.
I was thinking, I said, I wonder how Coach Crow would handle this. I'd be standing in midfield.
There was an article. The article is on the after Saturday in the fall at a time in the Dallas Times Herald, which was a picture of me in the middle of the field, and it didn't say Arkansas pulls out great win against TCU. What a horrendous acting by this coach. Of course, they hated us. We were leaving Southwest Conference to look for something.
Yeah.
But I got that, you know, that pat dive version of 2 15-yard penalties in a row just to make sure they knew I was there.
Yeah. There you go. You get the holding or the 15-yard penalty, then you get the unsportsmanlike conduct because you told the referee what you really thought. Yeah.
Well, there's one thing that if you, as a head coach, particularly on the road, if you don't think you can make eye contact and get a message to that guy in that white hat, you got a problem.
Yeah.
And when you start and you just body language look, you know, he'll walk by, you motion him, he'll walk close to the sideline, you can say something to him. I mean, those two guys are running a game now, the head coach and the guy in the white hat. And I remember I learned this down at Tallahassee with Coach Dye. That guy didn't look at him when he walked out there after getting a 15-yard penalty to call back a touchdown and made it first and go from the 25.
Yeah.
And he decided he was going to get his attention. When I went to grab his arm, he hit me, bro. I'm standing there right by him, and he hit me in the middle of the chest with that big hook of an arm he had, right in the dang chest. And he says, I know what I'm doing. And he got in the middle of the field, and here goes, well, now it's first and goal to go from a minus 40. You know what? They never pulled another goddamn flag, and we won the last play of the game. You guys in basketball know how to do it a lot better than we do in football.
I don't know. I agree with you. If I'm going to get one 15-yard, I might as well get two to let him know what I thought. So, anyway, go ahead, Dad.
Jack, you and I talked last night, and I want you to tell this to our listeners because we got a lot of listeners that like Nick Saban, of course. You were at the quarterback situation where he honored the two coaches.
Yeah.
His thoughts, what Pat Dye Jr. said.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else that you want to say about that before we talk about, you know, the all this schedule and crap? I want you to.
Well, I can tell you there. I don't think there's ever been a guy. I think Joe Paterno tried to do this. I think Vince Dooley tried to do this. I think Grant Taft tried to do this. I don't think there's anybody that can speak for college football, or I can't remember anybody before him that can speak to what we all hope and believe college football is, better than Nick Saban. And I ended up this event, I was sitting one place from him, and Cedric was one, you know, the one place between me and him, but I never said anything to him, made contact with him. I was there because quarterback club asked me to be a guest with Pat Jr. and Randy Campbell and Greg Carr, and they were actually on the program. But it, you know, in honoring Coach Dye, Pat Jr. sat there, and he could hardly get the words out. That's how connected it was. And he said that when his dad passed, he got calls and texts from everywhere. But he said the first call, he didn't take it, he got the message, was from Coach Saban.
Huh.
And he said, I'm not going to share this with y'all, but it'll be on my phone till I die. Wow.
So he left a message, so he's not going to delete the message. Is what
he said. I'm not deleting. He said this message from Coach Saban will be on my phone till I die.
Hmm.
And he said a lot of good things about those two coaches and football. And he just made a good little talk, didn't he? He always does.
Oh yeah, he had New Heisel and Lawrence Sisler there, you know, emceeing this, and they, you know, they set him up pretty good. But you know, with me, you know, I drag it along, get off message pretty badly. Just to the point, I don't know who coached him in speaking. I mean, he's from another planet.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a great event. You couldn't have stuck another person in there. The best conversation I had probably personally was Greg Byrne in the, you know, in the coming in the door piece, and a guy named, I don't know if y'all know who Pete Dursich is, but Pete ran ESPN College Sports as the vice president.
Pete well.
And we, you know, we just a good conversation. You know, Pete's, even though he had that ESPN title, he's an Alabama guy. And I don't know, will you let me pontificate just a second here?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really going to be tough for Alabama people probably. And I'll just tell you where this came from. The other day, I was working my Coach Safely stuff. I was in the office. There's a young lady comes in the office, just wants to meet, and, you know, she's Alabama, and I don't know. She brought up another coach's name in reference to Alabama, and I just preached at her. She's a very young lady. I mean, a special young lady, big Alabama fan. And it just appeared to me what Alabama people have to take out of Nick Saban that is really for them is that they made Nick Saban who he is today. This wasn't Nick Saban before he came to Alabama.
No.
I'm not sure, and somewhere along that, it's like Pat Dye at Auburn. The two became the same. And yet, for her to mention who the next coach was going to be at Alabama, me, I'm just, I mean, the hair came up on the back of my neck. Like,
I don't think, yeah.
I'll promise you, embrace this guy. Don't hold him to something that ain't possible and make him want to live here the rest of his life. I'll tell you, I heard a story the other day, and I think using people's names is not appropriate here, but Rich Rod bought a house in Jacksonville State, a nice house, and it never went up for sale. And somebody said, I went by to see a former Alabama coach, Charles Kelly, and I'm there with a few of them. I've been there one time, watched practice. I've known Charles since he played at Auburn, okay? And I mean, as Nick Saban as they get. And we're having these kind of stories. And somebody that knew Rich Rod really well said, you know, he's told all of us that when he's through, he's coming back to Jacksonville. This is where he wants to live. And you know what? That is how Alabama people need to start. They kept Nick. Now, that don't mean he's the end of the world now. If you make him the end of the world, he'll be the damn end of the world. And so, you know, I just, if I could influence anybody who might be listening to this, he ain't going to be perfect. Neither was Nick. Heck, he lost to Northeast Louisiana now.
I appreciate this.
I'm telling you, this guy is good. He's got the right people pointed in the right direction. They looked like they weren't Alabama some last year. I don't think you're going to have that problem this year. There's not going to be an Oklahoma or a Vanderbilt, in my opinion. Now, they're going to win all the time. Hell, you can't do that. You know, Nick did some impossible things, but he did it because Alabama people empowered him to be that kind of person. And so, you know, I would just, people listening, driving down the road, before you go negative about something, it's so easy to do. And I think Alabama people are spoiled to damn death, and they go there quicker than some folks do, okay? Make sure that this team and this coach know that you care about them, and you'll get more out of them than a quick negative. Because it all, in this world, it all filters down somewhere. God dang, y'all got me on a halftime.
But you know, you make a good point. Like, and I think Steve Spurrier is a little bit of the opposite when he hangs around Florida. He kind of stirs the pot a little bit. Nick Saban stays away, you know. He stays away. And Kalen DeBoer is comfortable in his own skin. And he, honestly, I think he likes him being here. And Nick Saban never stirs the pot where Steve Spurrier does. There's a big difference between,
Big difference. Big difference. Nick is about Alabama now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Nick, and he's who he is. And hell, like all of us have been in that business, we got egos. But he cares more about Alabama. I'm telling you now, it's like Pat Dye at Auburn. You know, Pat Dye's bone marrow had the Auburn creed in it.
yeah.
And I think to whatever, however you measure that at Alabama, I think Nick does too. Now, is there room just for only one of those people? The problem at Auburn right now is they ain't had anything close to that, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, first you got to pick the right guy, which I don't believe they have. Tommy got real close, and then they had a divorce before they actually had a divorce. But I don't know. Y'all do know I was raised Alabama now. I mean, just because I coached at Auburn, I don't, you know, I see this a little generic sometimes, but everybody's better when Alabama's great. I mean, Auburn's not better when Alabama was in a slump. Both of them need to be at the very damn top of the barrel, and one rises the other, because they're not going to let the other one get very far ahead of them now.
In
these two games, I wanted to ask you about who Auburn's third team would be when they, but I don't know that right now. In these two games that we're talking about, Baylor and Florida State, give our listeners your feel. Both teams, I'm not sure about Auburn's quarterback. Ty's going to be the Alabama quarterback. Running backs are hurt to some degree. Just on the other side with transfers. Just talk a little bit about those two games for our listeners.
Well, both teams ought to win. But both teams on the road have challenges. I don't know what the lines are. Probably not very big, and that is an indication to some degree. I think Alabama knows who they are, and they know the moments are coming, and they know at Oklahoma and Vanderbilt last year didn't rise to those moments. Just from my divide, that's all I got. I used to be involved with the people that were involved, but I'm not anymore. But the vibes, they can't wait to get to those moments. They can't wait for those four or five plays. It's not about the prettiest, you're the fastest, you get the most NIL money. It's about the free guts and character. And they can't wait to get to those moments. I'm not sure Auburn, their moments are coming at Baylor. I don't think there's a bigger game in the last long time, in my opinion, for Auburn to what this one is. It can go way up or it can go way down. Auburn is a test of character. And if there's one thing that has been lacking too long, it's a football team of damn character at Auburn. And who do we hold accountable for that? The culture maker is the head coach. You know, we may be able to blame a board member or a president or something. There ain't no damn excuses now. There ain't none. I don't know. My guess is Auburn's going to get it done, and we're going to see two really good teams to keep up with in this state. I wouldn't bet much. I wouldn't bet they're going to win, though.
Alabama playing against a Gus Malzahn offense. Gus Malzahn reminds me of a guy like Johnny Manziel. He's going to drop back, and you really don't know what he's going to do. And he could throw it. He could take off. This guy could run anything, right? He's got trick plays up his sleeve. He's always the read option, things that that are difficult to defend. How long does it take for him to get his system in place for them to be effective? Will they be ready to roll game one against Alabama's defense?
Yes. Yes, they will.
Okay.
Unless he's been handcuffed by the head coach and not given full, and I don't think he would have taken the job unless they had this assurance, you know, that his methodology, because his practices are different, pretty significantly different, the way he programs all this into his players. And I tell you, I just put it in coaching terms. He makes you play with 12 on defense.
Yeah.
And there ain't but 11 out there. And you're moving around trying to keep him from finding that spot. And he's probably better that finding that spot than most people are, because it could be down the field, it could be in the flat, it could be between the tackles. But you literally, when you say we got to defend all this, you really don't have enough players. Now, you know, where does that stress fall? And is it a chess game of you keeping him from finding it, and he's out there searching for it? And so the guy that's coaching the defense at Alabama knows how to play that game too. And so I can't wait to see it. But Alabama's got better players. Is there somebody that can be out of position and good enough to make the play anyway? Yeah. I to my players, sooner or later, y'all gotta be good enough to overcome coaching now.
Yeah.
And Alabama's got some defensive players that can overcome coaching, because coaching can only get you to the point. But when you're one man down,
so true.
Scheme-wise, I'm talking about. And it, you know, the chess game gets to moving. Somebody's gonna have to make sure the running back don't have the ball and still run the quarterback down.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. I think, man, it's a chess game. There ain't nobody going to be sitting in the room with me when I watch this. I'm going to go back to where I used to be. But Alabama's going to win. And I really don't see anybody beating Alabama, but I think quarterback's going to be solid as a rock. And I hope historically, whoever's the backup running back, he may be better in that mix, but that will hurt him a little bit. But listen, they have got their goddamn edge. If I'm around people and I'm around a few people, they got their edge back, man. They didn't have that edge last year. They got their edge.
Coach, before we let you go, tell us important. Last night started high school football. Tonight it really gets rolling. A lot of teams, a lot of players, a lot of heat. Just talk a bit about the Coach Safely program and what you guys do for these programs and coaches and kids.
Well, I'm going to talk to parents. I guess everybody that listens to y'all's shows, either a parent or a grandparent or wants to be a parent or hoping to be a grandparent. When you look out at those fields, just look at the sideline and see if there's an athletic trainer out there. Unfortunately, in this state, only 30% of the time are you going to see an athletic trainer on the sideline. Now, a lot of times people like the Andrews organization, and they're not the only ones. DCH probably does this. There's a lot of medical organizations that supply a trainer for the games. Okay. But most injuries happen in practice. And I think it just behooves every parent and grandparent to really understand that that coach is not trained to keep those kids from getting hurt. But that's where Coach Safely comes in. We train those coaches because at 14 and under, there isn't going to be an athletic trainer. And what happens when there has to be a decision about removing a kid because you look at his eyes and maybe he's not, doesn't look exactly like he used to look. Are you caught up in the moment or do you say, hey, you're going to have to sit out?
Right.
And you take him out of that. That remove from play and return to play could be the difference between life and death. I hate to say it, but it is proven to be the difference between life and death. And then every day those people, and flag football, I mean, we're talking about girls too now. Flag football is the fastest growing thing in all of sports in this country. They're tougher. They're more competitive than guys at early ages. They will keep. No, I'm fine. They will fight out of a game. Now y'all seen this in your own family, in your own life, and yet somebody that maybe is a carpenter during the day or runs a electrical or an HVAC company, just because he loves doing it and he feels responsibility, he's out there making decisions that my whole career I had an athletic trainer and I had great ones. And we're one phone call away from a doctor. Now go down to Elba, Alabama. What's the chances? That coach ain't trained. Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. We can't wait to get you on now and let you X and O with us as we see these teams play and tell us what we saw. And what was the word you said?
Pontificate.
I don't even, when you asked if you could do that, I'm like, hell, I don't even know what it means. So, yeah, you can do it. Pontificate. Chase, you know what that means? You know what that means? He's talking over our head like Garth Glissman with the SEC. So, Coach, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
Pontificate. I couldn't even say it, Chase. You know what that means? I'm
not a clue.
Dad, do you know what pontificate means?
Wonder.
There you go. All right, we'll take this break. We'll get back. I guess we'll double these up, and we'll have David kicking with Bryant Bate. We'll talk to David when we get back from break. We also got the Blue Plate Special coming, and Coach Sonny Smith and Chiseled in Stone. So keep it, put your feet back, keep it locked in. Thank Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it.
Inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Gary Harris. The TGIF edition of the Gary Harris Show on Friday morning at 9 a.m. is always jumping. Adam Amin from Fox Sports, former Alabama and NFL great Wallace Gilberry, Brett Pritchard with the Auburn Report, and that great weekend music. That's Friday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide100.9.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Inside your prime time, a
that traffic starting to get a little more volume. If you're moving on 2059 West John Lanes onto Joe Malisham Parkway, you're going to tap on those brakes just briefly. Also, McFarland at Lurleen Wallace, that intersection getting a little jumbled up right now. That's just stoplight delays.
Can assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers are still two games up on the Padres in the NL West standings. L.A. lost at Colorado, giving up a run in the bottom of the ninth. 4-3 for the Rockies, who've won 6 of 7. And then the Padres were beaten 4-3 at home by San Francisco. San Diego had a home run overturned early in the game due to fan interference. Cincinnati beat the Angels 4-1 in Anaheim. The Reds are now just one game out of the last NL wild card behind the Mets. Baltimore won 6-3 at Boston. Winning pitcher Trevor Rogers is 6-2, ERA 1.41 for the Orioles. Pittsburgh down Toronto 5-2. Slugger for the Blue Jays, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. left with hamstring tightness. Philadelphia got 2 home runs from Bryce Harper and beat Seattle 12-7.
Or you can shop online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. At Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you pick it out and we'll work it out. Roll Tide!
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partially sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 88. The low tonight, 71. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. The high, 87. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 71 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with former Crimson Tide basketball coach Wimp Sanderson and his son, former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. It's time to take you inside the locker room on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. I want to thank Tuscaloosa Toyota. Go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. You can look at all the new inventory, the pre-inventory. You want to rent a Toyota, do it right there at the website. Or you can swing by Skyland Boulevard, find Justin. He can find you that beautiful Tacoma truck, the Camry. So many options out there at Tuscaloosa Toyota. Swing by there today and tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, it's always becoming one of our favorite segments. We talk with David Kindred, talk a little baseball, but more importantly, we talk a little Bryant Bank at the end of the segment, which is also one of our great sponsors on Inside the Locker Room. He's a former baseball player at ACA, Ole Miss, Shelton, and Bama.
No, and I'll try to get you on a little bit before
ACA. David Kindred. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Barry. Good morning, Coach. Good to be on this.
Sounds like to me morning. He's having another conversation. Pull him down until he's done with that for me, Chase. Sometimes he doesn't realize he's on the phone. So there we go. All right, David, help me here. Spencer Strider, unhittable, gets hurt. He can't get anybody out. They're playing the Mets this weekend. They're not even going to pitch him this weekend. What causes a guy like Spencer Strider to where, I mean, I know the injury, is his fastball just not as fast? Is it flat? Why can Spencer Strider not get anybody out for the Braves anymore?
Man, the hits just keep on coming for the Braves, don't they? Man.
Yes.
At this level, I got to believe it's a confidence thing. I mean, for a dude that's pitching, he's an elite pitcher.
Sure.
Let's be real. He's got elite stuff. And I think at this point where one or two things may go wrong for him and it's like the wheels fall off. And I don't have a good answer for Spencer Strider's struggles, but I don't know if it's mechanics, but it's clearly once something in your head mentally goes wrong in your mechanics, because you see the way he pitches, it's almost like a herky jerky, and it works well. That's kind of what makes him really good for a hitter that has all that manipulation in your movement as a pitcher that can make you really good, but it moves so fast and has to stay in sync. So when it goes wrong, that can throw everything off from your command. And when your command goes, you try to, you know, make the get the zone a little bit tighter, and then next thing you know, you leave the cookie right over the plate. And that's my best answer for Spencer Strider. And man, it's just the Braves just can't catch a break.
Yeah, you know, you got some young guys that are throwing well. Waldrop kid's throwing well, but Strider, you know, is a guy that gosh, he's got the most powerful legs I have ever seen, and usually he just throws the ball by guys. But now when he pitches, it's like it's tough to watch, to be honest with you. It's tough when you see a guy that's been so good, you know, not be at their peak performance. You know, even I'm not saying he's Tiger Woods, but it hurts when you watch Tiger Woods play and he can't play like he used to for some reason. Now, I'm sure Spencer Strider can get it back next year, but I don't know. It's just been difficult to watch him for me, David.
Yeah, and it's been tough for all those Braves fans out there. I can my grandmother, I don't know if I ever told y'all, she was probably the biggest of Braves fans, grew up in Phoenix City, Alabama, and would never miss a game on the TBS Superstation. And she would always be the one keeping up with, hey, did you see the Braves acquired such and such? I'm like, I was listening to it. I just saw it. Did you watch that? Did you see how Mark Wohlers came in the game and was throwing his fastball? I'm like, my grandmother was just one of the biggest Braves fan, would never miss a game. And it's kind of, I think for all of us, being in the state of Alabama where you don't have a pro team, the Atlanta Braves are the closest thing to it. So I think there's a lot of they garnered clearly a lot of the Southeast, but it's just hard when you see them struggling.
Yeah, you know, let's go back to some college baseball here. I see there is a fall season for these teams, and I saw they had a little clip the other day that Coach Vaughn was standing up and meeting with his team. So these freshmen are. And these transfer guys are here now. Tell a listener kind of what to expect, these guys to expect in the fall. What are they going through? Some of them have more guys there than there are roster spots. So then you're kind of on edge if you're not one of the guys. You're counting the numbers and you're wanting to do good in these scrimmages. Just talk about the anxiety of what maybe some of these kids are going through right now, David, in the fall.
Yeah, and I think that if the video you're talking about from Coach Rob Vaughn was the entrance meeting, the first meeting when everybody comes back from the summer, and everybody is usually excited, you know, I think Coach Rob Vaughn now being in year three, wow, I can't believe that, year three now, and he talked a lot about we've got talent, right?
Yeah.
But talent alone is not going to, you're just going to be mediocre Bex if that's what you're hanging your hat on. And talked a lot about the toughness and the mentality about getting up every single day and bringing it and preparing yourself today for what's going to happen in February, March, and so on. So I think that's really important because, to your point, there's some kids that are looking that might, from today on the depth chart, may be a guy on the outside looking in, or may think there might have been a guy that's, man, hanging his hat on, man, I was a starter last year and everything worked out real well. But heck, you know what? This is a new year and you better bring it in the fall because there's the half the team has transitioned over and you got all these new guys coming in. So, and we talked about it last week where the roster limitations going down to now 34. So, you know, you've got to really make it happen in the fall. And I think that's what Rob Vaughn's really figured out now being in the SEC where, hey, everybody that you line up with is going to be as good or better, but who's going to come down to executing? And it's what my coach always told me. I got to be able to trust you. Be the same guy every single day. Be the same guy. And if you're going to be good, be good. If you're going to be bad, let me know now so I don't play you. So, that's one of those things you got to be consistent. You got to show that in the fall early.
Is
there when your athletic director hires the coach, it helps you some with your team. He hired the basketball coach, he's hired the baseball coach. For the really great players, in high school and coming into college baseball. Is there a money fight there among the? I don't know. You probably don't know the answer. Barry may know a bit more than I do. Is there a money fight as to who gets the player behind the scenes?
I think there is a money at play here. Now it's not at the level of basketball and football. Let's be real. But yes, there is a money play, and I think it's more about these kids when they're talking with the Tennessee, the Alabamas, yeah, the LSU. Right. Is hey, you know, don't get me wrong, Alabama's going to bring money to the table, but
that's exactly
now
right.
Coach, you, I think we've talked about it. Y'all talked about the Tennessee getting the Adidas deal, and now these athletic directors, as you said, can say, hey, we want to put an emphasis towards this sport. It may be less in baseball. It may be more in basketball, and it's really up to a lot of ADs that want to say, hey, we're putting all our chips on this sport, and you don't know.
When the AD hires that coach, he does everything he possibly can to see that he hired the right guy, and that's the critical part. And I think certainly Alabama would go down that line because he hired the baseball and basketball coach.
Well, and football. He's got them all hired now.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the football coach. But I think that's, you know, there are some places in the 16 teams that they didn't. They inherited it when they got to be the AD, and they ain't crazy about him, but they don't have the money to fire him. It's a good picture where the AD hired the baseball coach if money comes involved, because the AD wants the baseball coach to have as much money as he can. And talking to each other is exactly what you said. I hear this. I hear Tennessee's giving this. I hear Auburn's giving this. They tell me this. I heard that kind of stuff. That's right. Go ahead.
Coach, just to add to that, I think that Greg Byrne, you know, obviously been the AD for quite a while, and he hired Rob Vaughn, and I think he's made an emphasis to extend his contract, even it was not the ending that Alabama wanted last year, extended him because he knows that what he can control is the duration of the head coach, and I think you've got the right guy in Rob Vaughn. And he was heavily coveted by Texas A&M. That's where he grew up in Texas. His dad played baseball at Texas A&M, and that opening came there. So you had to make an emphasis towards that. But back to your point about the AD, you're exactly right. I think it helps tremendously. And if you're a high school kid, you need to be looking at that kind of stuff of like, hey, did this guy hire him? Do we think that this coach is going to stay here? Because Greg Byrne's got a track history of being at schools that have strong baseball programs at Arizona, at Mississippi State. So he knows that baseball, if you put the emphasis behind it, it can be successful. But I always still go back to, hey, if you are a fan of college, I know we've got a lot of football and basketball listeners, but I think we got a lot of baseball listeners too. You need to go check out these facilities and go when Alabama goes on the road and watch it at Ole Miss or watch it at LSU. It's when you have an atmosphere, that's what can put you over the top. Where if I'm gonna pay this kid $100,000, but Alabama can only play him 85, but you've got the energy and you're gonna pack out your stadium. Those are the type of things that do get kids' attention.
Yeah, they have got, and let me reemphasize, they have got to make it more of a party atmosphere out there in the outfield. If it's bringing food trucks, if it's rent out parking spots where people got grills going, it's got to be more of a tailgate party atmosphere right there at the stadium, and where people come, they get there, especially on the SEC weekend series. They've got to create more environment right out there in that parking lot that leads into the stadium in Alabama. They're missing the boat there, in my opinion. So if anybody's listening, get the food trucks, sell the parking spots, get the grills going, because that's what is happening at these other places that are so successful.
It absolutely is, and it's kind of like what the pro level is doing. If you ever go to Atlanta, we started talking about the Atlanta Braves, right?
Yeah.
You go out to a game out there at the Battery. I mean, I'm not saying this is what Alabama's going to do, but they built an experience to more than just the baseball game. It's so hard to keep families engaged in a game sitting in one spot. But, yes, you're exactly right, Barry. It's got to be something more to bring a family to the game than just what's going on the field. So, and again, I'm not the marketing director, but I know that that's one thing that can get you over the top that has nothing to do with wins and losses and complaining about saying, well, such and such is paying these kids this. Well, you know what? The only way that you can get kids over the top if you can't pay them is you got to have energy where you are, and kids want to play where there is an atmosphere. And if you got that, you got a chance.
Yeah, I got to do something with that. But anyway, it's a long way before all that starts. So fall's here. It's fun. The Braves are out of it. So Dad likes the Indians or the Guardians or whatever they are. They're not any good either. They got swept by the Braves the other day.
Crap, so. Yeah.
They ain't good. They ain't no good.
We got a bad name.
Yeah, well, you got a bad name. Yeah, you caved. You caved. When you cave, you deserve to lose.
I got Bob Feller, Bob Lemon, Mike Garcia, early win. In 1948, we won all the games.
When y'all caved on the name change, you deserve to lose. You deserve to lose. You got to stand up what you believe.
When I was 10 years old, I saw the Indians play every game. When I was in a senior in high school, I hitchhiked to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And hitchhiked, oh, that's a long hitchhike from Florence, Alabama.
That is a long hitchhike.
Hey, Coach, can I go back to your along with your coaching basketball? I'm so intrigued when you were telling me that you were also coaching at Alabama for the baseball. Did you do any? Was there any specific position that you coached with or anything?
David, like that? I coached one game, back-to-back no-hitter.
They had somebody had to go on a trip. They said, hey, do you mind coming over here and filling in?
No, they didn't. We had freshman teams back then. Happy Campbell was the coach. You weren't even a thought in your mama's mind. And Happy Campbell was a coach. Coach Bryant came to Coach Riley said, we need a baseball coach to take the freshman team. Happy's got all they can handle. They selected me.
Mm.
And so I had coached baseball at Carbon Hill. So that was a big deal. And now I had a great team, the Indians, in Little League Baseball. We were the best.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I went from Little League. So I said, okay, I got to do it. So I went in. I was making $175 a month as a GA. So that was a lot of money. And so I took them, and we lined them up and played them and had a bunch of guys come out because everybody thought they were good. And we had we didn't travel, but we had home games, and one game against Montevallo, somebody had back-to-back no-hitters, and I took credit for it.
Yeah, here's what he said. Who plays first base? Little kid raised his hand. All right, get over here. You're on first. I played second in high school.
I know more baseball than Barry thinks I do.
Hey, it just sounded like you were the farm league coach, and sometimes those are the hardest coaches. You had to sift through and filter through all this, and, you know, like I said, two no hitters in the same day.
Yeah,
come on now.
There was not one baseball player on that team on any kind of scholarship. They didn't get $15 a month. That's what the guys and it wasn't many. I don't think it was hardly any baseball scholarships for the. Regular baseball guys.
What he didn't tell you, Dave, those two no hitters, the score was 10-8 in one of the games.
A lot of walks.
Yeah, a lot of walks, a lot of hit batters. The guy was so wild you couldn't hit him. Anyway. All right, David, tell us about Bryant Bank, man. You guys are awesome.
Hey, well, again, thank y'all for giving us the time to do this. And I think we hang our hat at Bryant Bank on being a relationship building with our customers. And, you know, if you ever walk in or talk to a Bryant banker, you understand that we're not here for strictly transactions. We really aren't. We're here to help you reach your goals, to solve some problems, to talk through the headache of what's going on in your financial situation, if that's where you're at in life. And I think that's where you can really see where we separate ourselves from the rest. And if you walk in, you're not going to be sold anything. We're really here to help put you in something that's going to help you reach your personal and business goals. So please check us out, bryantbank.com online, and give our bankers a call. We got a pulse. You won't have a 1-800 number.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Enjoy it, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, we'll take the break here and see if we can rousel up old Coach Sonny Smith.
Good luck.
Do we think he knows they're playing Baylor? Now, we've told him every week.
I don't have any idea who
they are. All right, you listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It has been a pretty smooth morning thus far. Nothing more than your typical rush to work delays. And we got that on Lurleen Wallace at the McFarland intersection, but just intersection slow goes. Also, that stoplight causing you, well, to stop on 43. We'll slow down on 43 southbound onto McFarland Boulevard.
They're fun and fast. The right product at the right place. That's why people shop Townsend Nissan. Scott and Boulevard, Tuscaloosa.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Freshly prepared pico de gallo. Try it today at a participating U.S. Taco Bell location while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also
assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, a proud supporter of Alabama athletics. If foot, knee, hip, or back pain is slowing you down, the Good Feet Store can help. Their arch supports are personally fitted to relieve pain and improve alignment. No shots, no surgery, no downtime. Visit the Good Feet Store and get back to doing what you love. Learn more at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On yesterday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we were joined by Bama Central reporter Katie Windham.
Biggest news, obviously, in fall camp was when Alabama named Ty Simpson the starter at quarterback. That was kind of the anytime there's a quarterback battle, that's what everyone wants to talk about. The coaching staff had basically hinted, you know, back at the end of spring that Ty was the guy if the season started tomorrow, but he hadn't won the job yet. And then he did win the job. And so I think that gave fans maybe a little bit of assurance, a positive feeling going into the season. You know, after the second scrimmage, there was the Jam Miller injury, but we'd been talking throughout camp about how deep that Alabama running back room was. And so I think overall the vibes, which, you know, this is still the talking season until a game happens, but I think the vibes are very positive surrounding Alabama right now.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them during your free, no-obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
If you missed yesterday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, catch it on demand on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partially sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today, 88. The low tonight, 71. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. The high, 87. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven. Spoke in anger, just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Unfortunately, Coach Sonny Smith can't be on with this morning, but I figured we'd still play the song.
He can't be on.
Oh, we couldn't get him.
What?
Couldn't get him.
You couldn't get him at all?
Well, yeah, couldn't get him.
Well, tell him to try again.
Couldn't get him. So he tried a couple times. It's okay. Because we got to get to break here. We got to come back. We got to have the vinegar tip brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. We'll talk a little bit about that. Then we got to take a break. And then you got to pick your blue plate special.
Yeah, we got to talk about these four games so I can figure out what I got to take.
I hope you've already picked it, though. That's be from Brian Harden Construction, sponsoring this vinegar tip. And then we've already talked about Brian. So we'll take the break here. When we get back, we'll get the vinegar tip. We can take phone calls also throughout the rest of the show. 205-342-9904.
Who's Auburn's third team they're going to play?
Excuse me?
Who's Auburn's third team?
It's going to be Georgia. Georgia, Florida, and who's the Alabama. Third team? Georgia, Florida,
Alabama.
And Alabama.
Alabama's already got Alabama. And,
yeah,
Alabama
there you go. Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. That's a terrible job if that's their three permit because that's too hard. You listen to Tide, 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It has been a pretty smooth morning thus far. Nothing more than your typical rush to work delays. And we got that on Lurleen Wallace at the McFarland intersection, but just intersection slow-goes. Also, that stoplight causing you, well, to stop on 43. We'll slow down on 43 southbound onto McFarland Boulevard. Very brief for you, of course. And making your way on 2059, green for go from Joe Malisham to McFarland. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
National championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
Inside the Locker Room. I don't think you've impressed Chase too much with these vinegar tips. He doesn't seem to ever want to try any of them. But anyway, maybe you'll have one that he'll try, and we'll see if it actually works.
He could come over to your house and clean out your commode.
Yeah, he could. This This is brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance Coverage for T-Town.com. Michael, that website is too hard to remember. Coverage for T-Town.com. You need this MichaelMcGuire.com, but that won't do it. So coverage for, not the number four, F-O-R, T-Town.com. You can start your quote right there or swing by his office. He's right there at 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200. He's taking care of Dad and I. He'll take great care of you. 205-752-8500. Gary Harris just walked in the house, too, so he get to hear this vinegar tip. What is the tip for today?
Well, I get all these calls or texts about your hair, and a lot of it's about dandruff. I thought everybody got rid of the dandruff, that white crap in your hair all the time, but obviously if you hadn't, because I get stuff talked about all the time. So here's what, if you got stubborn dandruff, now stubborn stuff, you're going to apply warm apple cider vinegar directly to the scalp and take care to treat every little site of itchy dandruff that you have. Now, after that, you're going to wait 20 minutes.
Whoa. You're going to put apple cider vinegar in your hair?
One of the vinegar's rinses. Just rinse it good with vinegar again. And it will be absolutely beautiful. Rinsing of half a cup of vinegar for water will do the trick, and your dandruff will be gone, cotton picking forever. And don't keep calling me about no more dandruff.
You won't have dandruff because your hair is going to fall out. No, you put apple cider vinegar in your hair?
You're going to lose your frizzies too. If you got frizzies,
you're going to lose it all.
Yeah, your dandruff's going to be gone and your frizzies are going to be gone because you're going to have long hair if you've got frizzies. So anyway, that's a great tip right there. That's one of the better stuff we've had. Now, it's not the funniest one we've had, but it's a good one for these ladies who have dandruff.
Oh. So, I mean, we're using this stuff to clean the toilet, and now we're cleaning your hair as well.
Don't, when you are cleaning the toilet, don't let your hair get in there.
Why not? You could kill two birds with one stone.
Just bend down with your rag and get your apple cider vinegar and clean your toilet. Clean up real good. You'll be in good shape.
Mm. Michael, see what you're paying for? That brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm. He believes in apple cider vinegar. Of course, he also went to Mississippi State. So what does he know? Michael McGuire, coverage for T-Town.com, 205-752-8500.
We got to talk about this. I'm not going to do it right this second, so I don't want to lose my listeners, but I got a question to ask you, because you know more about gambling than I do.
Okay.
I'm thinking, Barry. I'm thinking it out loud to you. I'm thinking about doing three games next week. Here's my question. Can you do a parlay of three games, and if you lose one of those, you lose the parlay? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Or could you just take the three games that I picked and not parlay them, but just bet them separately?
They can do it however they want. If it's three games, they can do however they want. There's even parlays where you can add 10 points to each either way. Like, you could pick three teams and you could add 10 points.
My question to you is, because, you know, if you pick three games, you got a chance to lose one of them. But
yeah,
if you miss one of those three, your parlay's lost, right?
Yeah, but if you hit the parlay, let's say you bet like $100 and you hit a three-team parlay, you know, you could win up to $1,000, something like that, on a parlay.
Well, I'm thinking, I'm studying this some more, and we'll see about the injury.
Oh, Lord. He's getting cocky.
First time ever giving a blue plate, a dessert, and a salad.
Ooh, well, they could just bet all three, and then they could parlay it as well. They could do whatever they want. All right, let's get
I didn't know, because, you know, it's hard to pick three and get them all right.
Yeah, but that's going to be three on your record. So if you go 0-3, then we'll have to. You got to pick one for tomorrow, because these people are wanting to bet tomorrow. We got to talk about that in a minute. Before we do that, though, let's get to the Yellowwood Highline. What's up, Philip?
Hey, Philip. Ben, you guys inspire me. Call out a few SEC teams, and I'll give you the three permanent games.
Well, this give us Auburn. So who's Auburn's?
Auburn is, let me find Auburn. Vandy, Georgia, Alabama.
All right, they'd be all right with that. Vandy, Georgia, so no Florida.
No.
South Carolina's.
This is one that's a little difficult, but I came up with Florida, UK, and the one of the two surprise matchups that I've got. They're not many surprises, but their surprise matchup is Texas A&M.
Ooh, that's not easy travel for you. All right, how about Texas? Wow. Who's Texas got?
Arkansas, Oklahoma, A&M.
Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M. I could see that. Ole Miss. Who's Ole Miss got?
Okay. Ole Miss is the other team that's got sort of a surprise matchup. But Ole Miss has got LSU, Mississippi State, and Oklahoma.
I can see that. Who's Oklahoma got?
Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and Ole Miss.
There you go. So... And Alabama, are you going Mississippi State or are you going Alabama, LSU?
I am going Mississippi State. You have to think about not only rivalries in this, but you also have to think a little bit, you have to give a little bit of credence to geography and what is historic to those schools, not just to Alabama, but what is historic to those schools. Like I have LSU with Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State.
Oh, they would love that. If you told LSU they could have Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State, they'd sign that now. I would think LSU's going to have A&M on there. I don't know. If you're Alabama, I think Mississippi State needs to be. It needs to be Auburn, Mississippi State, and Tennessee. Sorry, LSU. We're just going to have to play every 3 years or whatever it is. So
right, I've got Florida with, of course, Georgia, South Carolina, and then Kentucky.
Yeah, you got to.
LSU is gonna have Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and who? Auburn.
I have LSU with Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State.
They would love that.
Ooh, I don't know about they got to go. LSU got to go A&M.
Well, A&M is gonna have Missouri, Texas. And then the odd game, unfortunately in this arrangement, there's going to be a couple of times, three or four games that are going to be widely dispersed as far as travel and that type thing. And Texas A&M's far away game that to some people doesn't make sense is South Carolina.
Philip, I need you to try one of these vinegar tips. Let me know if it works Monday.
I think he's making it up.
You think he's making it up? Well, try it. Don't try it on your hair. Try it on your toilet.
That's it.
If you're going to try it, don't try it where you put it on your body. Try it where you're cleaning your toilet or something. And you report back to us Monday if this vinegar tip works.
I will, sir. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Ragged Glory.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, boo. Somebody needs to fire Sonny Smith.
Fire Sonny Smith?
Yeah. You know what? Disrupting our Friday segment where everybody can get a good laugh between you, Coach, and him. That's funny. Hey, somewhere along the line, I'm going to get to this these vinegar tips. With everything I got to do every morning, whether I'm getting in and out of the car and got the radio on, I missed the tip about a sunburn. Now, let me tell you a little funny story. Back when I was living in Newport Beach, I had this gal, very fair skin from Idaho. I mean, oh, talk about being in love. But she got burnt really bad. And I can't remember if it was my mother or my grandmother, told me, take some vinegar with a cotton ball and make sure you cover every inch. And her back was the worst part. And I applied straight, I think it was white vinegar with cotton, and I went all the way down where she was burnt.
Okay.
Talking about smelling bad, talking about smelling bad because I didn't use water or anything else. It was just straight vinegar.
Ugh.
But she said the pain actually went away. But what did I do wrong?
Well, here's what they say about sunburn. You got to cool the heat of the sunburn by lubricating in a tub filled with lukewarm water.
There you go. That's what you didn't do.
Okay.
And 1 cup of apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider, okay.
Yeah, that's where you
apple cider vinegar. Everything's apple cider vinegar. Lukewarm
in the water. In the tub, right? Wait.
Put them in the tub. Lock the door where they can't get out.
Make sure the toilet's clean.
Apple cider vinegar.
Hey, that's the next thing I'm going to try. But yeah, okay. So put the apple cider vinegar, 1 cup, in a tub of lukewarm water. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. That's what I didn't do. I just went straight to the
sun. Well, you got to try to tell her to go out and get sunburned again and try it again.
If they try to get out of the tub, put your hand on their head and push them back down in there.
Dude, that was 40 years ago.
Call her and tell her to go get sunburned and then try it again.
Well, that was 40 years ago and you were just dating her, you couldn't go in there and see her.
Yeah, so keep...
that was true.
Yeah, there you go.
Now what you can do is you put on some blindfolds and go in there and hit her in the head.
Hey, now why would I want to put blindfolds on?
Tell her to put some oil on and go out and get sunburned, and then we'll try it again. So, thank you, Raggett.
No worries, you guys. Have a blessed day, man.
All right, we're going to take the break. Get back. It's the Blue Plate Special. Do we have a song for the Blue Plate Special, Chase?
No.
We need to come up with one between now and the next segment. And that Blue Plate Special is going to be brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa beyond for over 30 years. That's Brian Harden Construction is your partner in industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services. From custom welding and structural steel, 24/7 crane rental. No job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, woman-led, safety-driven. That's Brian Harden Construction. 205-759-1337. And go to bharden.com. The Blue Plate Special, the first one, week zero, is next.
On The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of The Game, we're going to do a free-for-all Friday sponsored by Brian Harden Construction. We'll have some fun. We're going to catch up with Nathan Cox, a former player at the University of Alabama that sponsored the big walk-on scholarship that you saw on social networks. He'll explain why he got involved. We'll talk to Brent Beard. We'll recap a lot of things as we set the final weekend before Alabama football starts. We'll do it starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa, The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, we went looking for trouble and found a little in Northport. Highway 43 northbound has an accident at Rose Boulevard. It is sitting on the shoulder. Not extremely heavy delays. You're pretty much just going to tap on the brakes to maneuver around that. Otherwise, moving pretty smoothly on 2059.
101 Pathfinder. Don't wait. Shop Townsend Nissan today for your best selection. Townsend Nissan is your locally owned dealer selling vehicles right way for 35 years.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partially sunny today. A few spots could see a shower or storm this afternoon or this evening. The high today 88, the low tonight 71. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms by afternoon. The high 87. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 78 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside Locker Room. We got to come up with a Blue Plate special song. But all right, so brought to you by Brian Hard Construction. Not a ton of games to pick from, but you got to pick one. So where are we going?
Well, they're hard. And when you start off at 11 o'clock tomorrow with Iowa State and Kansas State, I started to do that game. Kansas State, according to people, has got all that crowd over there in purple. The crowd's not going to play. So I skipped it. Idaho State and UNLV, I thought about that game. Didn't know a lot about Idaho State. I wasn't sure about the line. If it's a big line, it's 26.5. I'm always scared of that on an early game. Stanford and Hawaii, 6:30 game. You know, it's a 1 to 2 point, 2.5 point game. Yeah, Hawaii is giving Stanford 2.5 points. Stanford's lashing Big Ten, according to that. So, with those that in mind, I talked to some people. They're well coached. They're going to throw the football a lot. I took Western Kentucky. Barry, I don't know if it's 10.5 or 10.
It's 10.5 currently.
10.5, Western Kentucky. I just don't think the pass defense is real effective by anybody early in the year. And if you throw the football as much as Western throws it, I think you've got a chance to score. I don't know how good they are defensively. I talked to a coach who's not coaching now. He said this guy at West Kentucky could really coach. Said he'll know what he's doing. So 10.5 is a lot of points. It screws up. You know, the two touchdown. I mean, it hurt. It's a big line. If things go decently and I can brag, then maybe I'll go to the three parlay next week, where I pick three teams. Right now, I'm just thinking about it. If I follow my face on this one, then nobody be listening much. So I took Western Kentucky, and we'll see what happens.
All right, so Chase, tweet that out. That's brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. We appreciate Brian being a sponsor for the Blue Plate Special. He said, when I talked to him, he said, the only way I'll do it is if you're – Dad hits all these. So if you need precision, power, and performance, Brian Harden Construction has been delivering top quality steel fabrication and welding 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. Family owned, women led, safety driven, 205-759-1337. All right. So we'll get that out. That'll give us something to watch. Chase, what time is that game? That game is at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
It's on CBS Sports Network, which I think is, we're DirecTV. I think that's 221. So let's see. There's going I'll have to have two TVs running because you got three TVs. You got Fresno State, Kansas, and Stanford in Hawaii. How in the world?
Did you fix my TVs where I can see all three?
Oh, yeah. You're good to go. Okay. You're good to go. Up there, I think.
And Jack did it.
Yeah, I think you should be good to go. Maybe. I don't know. Do we have?
Oh, maybe. You heard that maybe, didn't you?
Well, one game's on Fox, one game's on CBS, and one game's on CBS Paramount. I don't know.
Now you've gone maybe on me. Now I'm really worried.
Yeah, you'll be able to get some of them. All right. Chase, anything else we need to do this week? We got your toilets cleaned. You're not going to have any dandruff. And you got a Blue Plate Special to watch. What else is there? And you got
Where's Sonny?
You got to hear Chiseled in Stone.
Where's Sonny?
And you got Gary Harris next. Gary's getting ready to start a podcast, guys. And Gary, who you got on today?
Wallace Gilberry.
Wallace Gilberry.
Should be right. Wallace Gilberry.
Dad, do you know Wallace Gilberry?
No.
You don't?
No, Andre Smith.
You know Andre? Andre Smith is a good lineman here in Alabama.
Yeah, I know Andre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wallace Gilberry was 10 years.
You know Gary Harris?
Oh, yeah, I know Gary.
You know Gary?
He's big time.
Gary is big time. Just ask him. All right, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week's show. So Gary actually is doing a podcast, and they're going to talk to you a little bit about that. I think it starts on Monday, right, Gary? So, Chase, enjoy the weekend. You going to watch a little college football? What you going to do?
Probably. I'm looking forward to this. This Kansas State game should be a good one.
Kansas State, obviously. There's a lot of purple in Dublin right now, so we'll see what happens. Everybody's picking Kansas State, so that probably means you need to go with Iowa State. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great weekend, everybody.